You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another interesting and thought-provoking episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Pablo.
And my name is Roberto, and I certainly hope it's thought-provoking. I think it will be, and I think it will help a lot of you guys out there. Thank you for listening. This is episode 649, and we're glad that you're with us.
Definitely, and if you're not a member of the Drone You community and you haven't taken our classes, both are important, we highly recommend that you do so. If you're looking to get trained and you really want the competitive advantage, you want to fly better than everyone else, well, first of all, you've got to look inward. Are you a lifelong learner? Are you willing to learn? And are you dedicated and passionate to learning? Because, as they say, the water over rocks doesn't have the power to cause streams and crevices in the rocks. It's the persistence of the water that draws the canyon.
That makes them nice and smooth.
That's right. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about real estate videography. There's a whole lot of people out there doing real estate videography. As we say, they are the classic underchargers.
Yeah, it is definitely a great gateway into the drone industry, and we encourage that. I mean, it's frankly what that's going to do even for that segment of the drone industry is just make it that much better, and the more people that get into it, you're going to have to fly better, you're going to have to do better. And so, yeah, it's going to make everybody better.
Definitely.
I said better a lot.
You sure did. So in this episode, we're going to talk about what you can do to better your videos. Stand aside from the crowd. Step one, though, take Drone You classes. Step two, well, you're already here. So let's get into the question.
Hi, Paul. Hi, Rob. This is Derek Ace. I'm a part 107 pilot running a business called Safari Drones here in San Antonio, Texas. I have an interesting question, or rather a discussion, I want to start. See, anybody can buy a drone today. Almost anybody can learn how to fly a drone, and a few of us can even learn how to fly a drone good and record smooth video footage of, say, real estate, for example. It's an easy business model. You find an agent or two that get them to believe in you, and you go fly a property shoot mission for them. After the mission, it's followed by a 2 or 3 hours behind your computer where you stitch the video clips together in a sequence using your favorite editing software. You download some music files from Audioblocks, and after a few mouse clicks and a few drags and drops, you enter a final product to your customer for a few dollars. Then repeat the process. Sounds easy, right? Well, when you look at all the real estate videos you can find online today, they all look the same. The same scenes with the same boring music. They all look like all the other videos I've done so far. When I look at my video Vimeo stats, only 40% of the viewers watch the video to the end. What can we do to stand out from the rest? How can you keep the viewers' attention that they want to watch the video until the end? What can one do to make drone videos great again? And trust me, I don't want to call the president for an answer. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for everything you do. Thanks for the great work.
Thank you, Dirk. Great question. What I really appreciate about his question is his honesty, right? Saying my videos look, he didn't use these words, but just the same. And I'm just going to not say crap, but the same as everybody else's. So that's good. I mean, he's starting from a good place. Like, I want to get better.
He is, but this ants is going to be huge. It's going to be so big. It's going to make drone flying great again. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you what you need to know, and there's nothing else, okay? Okay, it's the greatest ants that you're going to find on the internet.
That's like the New York Trump?
Yes.
Is that what that is?
Yes. A little bit of Robert Kennedy thrown in there, too.
That's right. Yeah, well, we're not going to ask Trump either.
No, okay. Well,
Not about this.
No, definitely not. In fact, I've actually reached out to Trump's UAS transition team. I'd like to be a part of that. But I think he asked a very good question. First off, if you're flying a luxury home or a celebrity home or a ranch versus a lower class home, you're looking at different audiences. So if you're looking at homes that are, say, sub $800,000, it's really important and really critical that your videos are super short, sweet, and to the point. Mm-hmm. And if you draw people in with that, offer maybe a longer version if the realtor pays for it.
Right.
But in my experience, you've got about 6 to 7 seconds to draw someone's attention into the video. And again, your audience and the house that you're shooting are critical to how you edit the video. For example, I've shot a lot of celebrity homes in Santa Fe, and those videos tend to be a little bit longer, showcase a lot of the features. There happen to be a boatload of them. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, on the Imus Ranch, he's got his own Ghost Town studio, which is enormous in itself.
Pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. But I would say your edits have to be super fast, they have to be super quick, and they've got to be super engaging. What does that mean for engaging? Well, in one of our courses, we talk about adding obstacles into your shots. So imagine if you actually like flew through the bushes or flew through the trees or flew through some archway to make it look like you are almost going to hit the home as you're going into it, but you don't. And the footage has to be super smooth through the whole thing.
Right.
Now, you can speed ramp that too. Like I said, 6-7 seconds. You could speed ramp that in 2 to 3 seconds and really draw people in. Now, I don't recommend that you even make videos for sub $800,000 homes that are less than or more than 30 to 60 seconds tops.
Right.
Tops. I just don't think it is a very good idea whatsoever. As far as other engaging things that you can do, there are so many elements and effects and motion graphics that you can add to really draw people in. But I will say there is a new class that we're doing right now. It's called interactive mapping. And what it has to do is in flying your homes, obviously you have aerial video, obviously you have aerial photos, but what if the first 15 to 30 seconds were aerial video of the home, and then you could literally fly into the door, and now all of a sudden you're seeing a map of the home, and you can click on different areas in the map, so if the customer is very interested in the home, mm-hmm. they can now see 360-degree images in 16K resolution.
Which, by the way, is a great upcharge.
Oh, yeah.
And when you're talking about packaging these for the realtors and for the clients, you can really do well with those kinds of things.
True, true. And I'm not going to lie. I've had, I think, 3 or 4 realtors call me in the last week from Santa Fe. I'm sorry. I didn't call you back. I'm not interested in your work. And I try, even when these people are persistent, I try to price myself out as fast as possible.
Yeah. And then who knows? Maybe you catch a flyer, right? And you give them X price and they say, okay.
And I'm going to give them the best deliverable exactly. That's out there.
So one of the things I've noticed about your work, Paul, and about a couple of others that I can think of relative to the majority of videos that we get, because a lot of people send us videos for us to look at. And we will. We'll take a look at them.
If you're a part of the DroneU community, there's another group that you can go into. It's called the DroneU Critique Group.
Right.
I love that group. I would love to see people even be more and more honest. Now, I've got to limit my engagement online because of everything we're developing here at DroneU. But I do want to get back into it because I think the more constructive criticism that we offer, the better. I think that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. But one of the things that I notice about yours and a couple of others is that, and you did allude to this, is that the transitions are quick. And I think that's one way to keep people engaged. And I'm talking about when I watch something, a lot of the videos that I've watched, the scenes, if you will, or the segments, they're too long.
And they're slow.
And they're slow.
Boring.
And so we...
And they don't clip to the music. You could have a four-strand beat or whatever, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And like, you know, they're not cutting to the music. So you can have more energetic music, more energetic cuts. Another thing I was just thinking about is when I flew the Parade of Homes house about 2 months ago before the fly-in, one thing that I love doing is I love playing with the light. And some people don't really understand what that means to play with the light, but I love to throw on certain filters on my camera and sometimes take all the filters off and really get the flicker of the light between the trees as I'm flying around. Or I like to, turn my camera down and then de-elevate around the trees as I turn the camera back up and tilt back up as I'm yawing and rolling at the same time to really just capture the light come across my camera. And it's also coming across the subject and it's really just drawing you in. In fact, I just learned that that video that I did, the couple whose home it was, they played the video on the cruise ship that they went on to go celebrate, whatever, and it was a huge hit.
Oh, that's funny. That's hilarious.
Yeah. But I think there's a lot you can do from obstacles to playing with the light to really cutting your stuff faster to using more energetic music. But I just want to caveat that with who is your audience? It's just so important. And we talk about this in the real estate videography course, and maybe we need to do a little update and say taking your real estate videography to the next level because interactive mapping is that. In fact, we're doing a lot of work right now on mapping sets and giving people an idea for set planning and set development, which is critical because if you can put a camera and look at things from any angle you want and be in control of that, I feel like it gives people more of a real world feel of like what it feels like to really be there.
Yeah, absolutely. And you talked about lighting and those kinds of issues. The time of day that you go is actually really important. Like the video that you're talking about, it's so engaging just because of the way the sun is setting over the house. I mean, it's, you want to keep watching. Just yeah. because it's beautiful.
And that's how your videos should end. People wanting more.
Exactly.
Literally, that's how every single video should end, is that people want more.
They're
out of the video.
They're bummed it's over. Right?
Yeah, they are bummed it's over. And you're like, yeah, B. No, I'm kidding.
Keeping in mind that, you know, there are people that may, they just may not be interested in that house. You're going to lose people, obviously. But if you're at 40%, maybe your next goal is 70%. And doing some of these things might
True.
Get you there.
But also think about like where, like what is the architecture style of the house? Are there things that you can play off of with the architecture? You know, if you've got a house with a bunch of spires, you know, think about maybe doing something really interesting and intricate with rotations. Imagine, let's say we have a building with two big spires. And we start with a small little orbit around the spire and then slowly move further out and de-elevate around the property. So it's almost like a tornado pattern, mm-hmm. but with smooth cinematic motion.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that you could really do and make it look super cool. But now I'm going to reach out to Steven and say, all right, time
it's
for
time.
You to film that class.
It very much is.
So
I've been thinking about that.
I got to go outside and update that board on all the productions we're doing, because now that Greg is here, it's like we're just firing them off.
Let's get them going.
I love it. Check out that class and other new classes like filming over water on the DroneU site. If you're not a DroneU member, I highly recommend you check it out. It is only $47 a month. So instead of paying $150, $250 for just a part 107 class, you'll get part 107 with three different ways. So if you're a different learner, you want to learn lecture style, you want to really understand the intricacies and feel like you're in a class, we have that. If you're more of the memorization guy, hey, this is what you need to know, what you don't need to know, what you should know, we got that too. Now, if you're also just saying, hey, I want the step-by-step, no BS, I want some video, we got that too. So if you are looking for even a study guide, we've got a book for that too. Now, here's the thing. Most schools end there. Mm-hmm. Where we start, they stop. So what about operating under Part 107? What happens if you get ramp checked by 107 and you don't have the proper information? What happens? How do you protect yourself if someone purposefully walks under your drone and then accuses you of flying over them? How do you protect yourself? All things that we go over in the Part 107 operations course. From there, you can learn the airspace authorizations and how to apply for many of them. Like someone just asked me the other day, Paul, how did you get all the airspace in Albuquerque? And I made a joke that I probably can't repeat because it's inappropriate on the podcast.
No, I don't believe that.
but it is possible. There are so many nuances to this industry and just every single aspect of it. And if you want to go into real estate, we've got a class for that. If you want to go into mapping, we've got a class for that. And this month, we're starting all of our enterprise grade data. So for certified level members, you're getting very high level data that if you really want to turn your passion to profit and take that to a six figure a year profit, you're going to want to check out these classes. But anyway,
indeed.
I think I've gone
well, I think
so far.
Sort
on
of
that.
The summary is that the learning process should never stop.
Agreed.
And that's our philosophy in terms of getting you the information you need to continue learning.
Which is what Elon Musk says, like Steve Jobs, Tim Cook.
Some fairly successful people.
Totally. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And you can sign up at thedroneu.com.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.